Yeah, I got a pretty good clipper system that's going to drop down through the eastern Dakotas and bring some pretty good winds out here later today and tonight. You know, in the South Dakota plains, especially from here up into the northwest part of the state, we'll see wind gusts up around 60 miles an hour. But with the strong northwest winds, we're going to see snow develop over in the northern Black Hills, kind of a prolonged period of snow later today and through tonight. Some places in higher elevations will see a foot or more snow by the time it's done tomorrow.
So that would be your communities such as Deadwood, maybe Spearfish, Lead, et cetera?
Yeah, you know, the Lee-Deadwood area, you know, it'd be 4 to 8 inches of snow. You get up towards O'Neill Pass, some of the higher terrain up there is where the foot or more will be.
Is Rapid City included in the winter storm warning?
No, we're not. For Rapid City, we have a high wind warning. We'll be looking at wind gusts this afternoon into tonight up to 60 miles an hour.
Okay. Will there be some snow at least that will blow around and make some travel difficult?
Yeah, certainly on the plains of western South Dakota with the strong winds, there will be a little bit of light snow activity, especially tonight. And anytime you get a little bit of snow and winds that strong, you'll have problems with reduced visibility.
How about the next couple of days after this?
Looks like we're going to kind of stay in this pattern with some pretty strong winds. Looks like, especially Thursday, looks like another day with some pretty strong winds across the area.